Gemara Shabbat Daf Kuf Nun Bet. Masechet Shabbat dedicated by Benjamin Stavra, Refuah Shelemah L'chol Cholei Yisrael. Amen. Today's topic being studied, Le'inui Nishmat Shimon Ben Julia, Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Nun Bet, Amud Rishon, and we are on the second line. We are quoting Pesukim from the book of Kohelet that talks about old age. Bayom Sheyazu'u Shomre Habayit Vet Avetu Anche Hehayit. So what is it referring to? Bayom Sheyazu'u Shomre Habayit. Literally it means they're going to shake the pillars of the house or the watchmen of the house. What is that referring to? Elu HaKesalim. How does it explain Kesalim?
The ribs
on the side of the ribs. The next one is the ribs. Kesalim is like on the side, the fat on the side of the flanks. Exactly. That's flanks. The elu v'atzilaot. Silaot is the ribs. Which what happens when a person gets old over there? So that protects them. But those protections of the person, they start to get weak. V'atavetu anshei hayil. Soldiers and Shehayah, the strong ones, start to get weak as well. That hold them up. Which holds up? What holds up the person? Elu shokayim. That's his legs, his thighs. Ubatlu atochanot. It's continuing the pasuk. The grinders get nullified. What's the grinders of a person? Elu shinayim. That's his teeth. He can't chew anymore. The hashku haroot ba'arubot. And he can't, it goes dark. What's that referring to? Elu enayim. That's referring to his eyes. So a person gets old, so all these things start to fail him. Mm-hmm. He starts to lose his kohot. Amar le kesal Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. May ta'ama lo atit le be abidan. Remember we learned be abidan early in Masechet? That was where the Achamim used to get together and have debates with the Goyim or with the Apikorsim. So it seems Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya was known to debate the Apikorsim. So they told him, how come you didn't come to Be'er Abidan? You didn't come to the debate. Amar lehe, so he tells him in the Mashal, Tur Telag, says the mountain is filled with snow. Saharone Gilidin, and around the mountain is filled with ice. Kalbohi lo navhin, the dogs are not barking. Tachanohi lo tochanin, and the grinders are not grinding. What he meant to say is, I'm too old, and the hair on my head is white like snow. That's like the mountain. Around, meaning my face and my beard, also turned white like ice. My voice is weak and cannot be heard like dogs that are not barking. And my teeth are not grinding anymore the food. Be Rav Amri, so they added in the house of Rav, Adela Abidna Bahishna. I look like I'm looking for something that I did not lose. An old man, when he walks over, he hunches over and he's walking and he's facing the ground like he's looking for something. He's I'm walking like I lost something, I didn't lose anything. I mean, I can't walk anymore. So that's Adela Abidna, Mashelo Avadti. Adelo Abidna. I didn't lose it, but Bahishna, but I'm still looking for something. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Bar Kisma Omer, Tabat Terem Mitlat. Of course, two is better than three. Okay. One is two better than three when you talk about the legs. Mm-hmm. Two is better than three because then you have a cane, that's the third one. Vay la lechada de azla velo atya. Which means, woe to this one item that when it goes, it doesn't come back. Mayhi, what is that? Amar Rav Chisda Yankuta, youth. Ki ata Rav Dimi, Amar Yankuta Kilila Devarda. The youth is like the crown of the vered, of the rose. Sibuta, or old age, Kilila Dechelfa, is like the crown of, what does he call it?
Thorns.
All right, thorns. What do you mean to say over here? He's saying it over obviously not only in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense. That when a person's younger, he's able to fight the Yetzer Hara. Like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ashreish yareh Hashem be'odo ish. When you fight the yetzer be'odo ish, you get credit. But the guy gets older, he has no yetzer anyway. So there's no really free will in the sense that he's not fighting as much. So therefore, the crown is when he's young, as opposed to when he gets older. Tana meshemed Rabbi Meir dok bechabe b'tishka b'negre. So he says, grind with your teeth very good, and you will see it'll have an influence on your strides. Which means, be careful how you eat, it'll affect your strength, how you walk. So again, dok bechabe, be careful in your teeth, the way you're eating. V'tishka, what will you find? Vinegre in your footsteps, it'll affect the way you walk. Sh'ne'emar, v'nisbar de'echem, v'niyeh tovim, v'ra'a lo ra'inu. Be satiated with bread, it'll be good, you will not see bad. Amar le'shemuel Rav Yehuda, shirina, that's a sharp one. Shede o shere sakech ve'ayil lahmach. Open your sack, which is open your mouth, and put in bread. Fill your sack up with bread, which means eat until you're satiated over there when you're young, because food is good until the age of 40. Ad arba'im shenim mechlam ma'aleh. Until 40, food is good. Mikan ba'ilach mishtem ma'aleh. After 40, better to drink. Right? I think they say that, they learned that from Abraham Abinu, when he saw Malkitzedek, it says he gave him lechem and he was motzi him yayin, based on their ages. So if each one got...
So Mishnei Ma'aleh is referring to yayin, you think?
Mishnei, yeah, yayin. Mishnei yotel, general, but Bistama in those days they would drink wine. But in general, I would say it's in general. Amar Lehu Goza'a, oh, famous story. The Goza'a was somebody that was, what do they call him, a saris, a eunuch, whatever they refer to him as. That he wasn't able to have children, and he doesn't grow facial hair, he doesn't develop like a man. And he was a wise guy, this guy. And he would go to the rabbi, to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, and he would needle him. And Rabbi Yehoshua now is going to fix him up once and for all. So he goes to the Goza'a, goes to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, and he says, excuse me, Rabbi, me'acha lekarchina kamave, who is called Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, says he lived a very long life, and at the end he became bald. So he's telling him, excuse me, from here to Karchina, you know how to get to Karchina? Because he was Kareya. So he says, from here to Karchina, how do you get there? How long does it take? So Amar Leh, Rabbi Yehoshua tells him back, Kimehecha legozanya. Yeah, like the same thing from here to Saris. You know, see, he played a question on his name. So Rabbi Yehoshua played the same game with his name. So Amar Leh, Tziduki. So one time the Saris, the Tziduki, tells Rabbi Yehoshua, Barha karha ba'arba'a, that a goat that's bald is sold for 4 dinarim. And he was telling him, you know, you have a value. You know, a bald goat, get 4 dinarim for it. So Amar Leh, he tells him back, Ikara shirifa b'timanya, that if you have a sheep that doesn't have testicles, so you can sell them for 8. Which means you're right. If you're comparing us to animals, you're more expensive than me. He says, you know, we can get 8 for you. Hazye de lo sayim misane. So he saw that Rabbi Yehoshua, this Goza'a saw that Rabbi Yehoshua wasn't wearing shoes. Amar Leh, so he tells him, Da'al sus, see a guy riding a horse, melech, you know, he's a king. Da'al hamor, if you see him on a donkey, ben hori, he's a free man. Ud min ale benigdohi, if you see him with shoes on his feet, bar inish, you can call him a human, person. Deloha, but if he's not doing that, he's not even wearing shoes. The hafir ukbir tamine. It's better that he be buried and dead. He is better off not to be wearing shoes. You're not a cultured man. Where's your shoes? The hafir ukbir tamine. Amar leh. So Rabbi Yehoshua says, Goza, goza, sris. Tlat amart li, tlat shamat. There's 3 things that you told me. Now you can hear from me 3 things. Regarding my beard, that you said I'm bald, and I don't have. So he tells him, number one, Hadrat panim zakar. The hadrat panim, what it gives a person, the beauty of his face, the hadrat panim, the nicety, that's the beard. Simchat lev, and where does the joy of a person come from? Isha, he has a good wife. Like it says, Nahalat Hashem, and what does it say? Also, Nahalat Hashem, when a person bequeaths, the best bequeathment that God gives a person is what? Banim. Baruch HaMakom Shemenachah Mekulam. Bless God that He deprived you from all three. You don't have a beard, you don't have a wife, you don't have children. Baruch Pikoros, of course, he has to. Now, of course, yes, why doesn't he talk nice to him and be mekarev? He's a rasha, the guy, he's finished. He's not coming over here. How are you going to bring him back? That's not the way you talk. You have to be patient. Today, they wouldn't understand this conversation, the people. They were blaming Rabbi Yoshua for being too tough on them. Okay, I'm on there. Yeah, Hadrat Panim. It's called Hadrat Panim, one of the sources. Amale karha matsuyana. So he tells him, "You bold one, you're gonna fight with me like this?" Meaning you're fighting with me. You're a argumentative. Amale ikara shalifa tocheha. He says, "You barren one, you're going to give me musar and have." Conversation with me. Amar le Rabbi Levi the Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta. Vipneimar lo ikbalnu panecha baregel kederek shekbidu avotai la avotecha. So Rabbi tells Rabbi Shimon ben Halafta, why don't we visit you on the Hag, like the customers used to visit the Rav on the Hag? He says kederek shekbidu avotai la avotecha. So my father used to go visit to your father. How can we stop that in Hag today, that we don't visit each other on the Hagim? Amar leh, so Rabbi Shimon came along and said, he got old. He says, Sila'im na'asu gibuhim. So those rocks on the road now became like mountains. He says, when I used to be able to walk on the road in rocks, I used to walk right over them. Now those rocks became gibuhim for me. They're very, very big. Kirovim na'asu rehokim. What used to be considered a close distance became far for me now. And mishtayim na'asu shalosh. My two legs became three legs. And mesim shalom babayit batel. And I don't even have the ability to have relations anymore, which makes peace between man and his wife. That doesn't work anymore either. Mesim shalom babayit batel. And therefore, what is he telling him that for? He's telling him, I can't leave my wife, because the only way I can leave my wife is when I come back and appease her after leaving her. But I can't even appease her when I come back from a trip. So if I can't leave my house, understand what I'm saying? You can't leave her. That's part of the reason why I can't go. Vesegru delatayim bashuk elu nekavav shel adam. When he's young, his bowels and his body, they work good. They open when they're supposed to open. They close when they're supposed to close. When he gets older, so those bowels and those orifices don't work as well. Bishval kol atahana, bishvil kurkeban she'eno tochen. Aha. The reason why he doesn't have the right bowel movement is because the kurkeban, which is, I guess, the gizzard, that's an animal, but it's in the body, you also have one, grinds the food. Doesn't the grinders don't work correctly, so therefore it throws off the whole body. V'yakum lekol hasipur. Sipur. He doesn't sleep so well that he wakes up she'afidu sipur mena'arto. That even a bird wakes him up. Even if it's a chirping of a bird, he wakes up. He doesn't have deep sleep anymore. V'shenato. V'yisah o v'yishahu kol banot hashir she'afidu kol sharim v'sharot domot alav kesichai. Can't even hear music. Even if you hear beautiful music, Tim, it sounds like people talking. You don't even hear the music anymore. The af barzilaya giladi, amale David ben shemonim shana anuchi ayom. He's 80 years old. Ha'eda ben tov lara. You think I know the difference between good and bad? Mikan. She de'otam shel zekenim mishtanot. As you get older, they lose their judgment. Im yit'am avdecha et asher ochal ve et asher eshte. You think I can taste what I'm eating and drinking? Mikanche siptoteen shezikenim, the lips of the zikenim mitrapetot, they come cracked. They can't really have benefit from the food. Im eshma od bekol sharim v'sharot, mikanche oznehem shezikenim, the ears mitkabdot, they become heavy. Amar Rav, Barzilai Gil'adi Shakara Hava. He was a Shakran, Barzilai. That 80 years old is not considered old to get these symptoms. Dahi Amta Dava Berabi. Rabbi had a Amta, a servant, a maid servant. Batish Invitatin, she was 92 years old. Dava Ta'ama Kedra. She would taste the food, Tu'amea. She would taste the food before they would serve it. And she was able to tell what it was. And she's much older than Barzilai was. She's 12 years old. So therefore, there's a different reason why Barzilai deteriorated at 80. Rabbi Amar, Barzilai Gil Adi. So first Rabbi says he's a liar. Stam is a liar. When he tells David all these things, Stam is a shakran. And the second reason says that Barzilai Gil Shatuf Bezimah Haba. He was an immoral guy. He was doing znut all the time. So therefore he prematurely aged because of all the immoral, behavior. He lived a carefree life. So therefore, a lot of zima, and therefore it affected him when he premature. Huh?
Called him Rav.
No, who called him Rav?
Mar Rav Barzilai.
No. Put a comma there.
Mar Rav Barzilai.
Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Tamidei Chachamim, Kozeman Shemazkinim, Chokhman Nitosefet Bahem. Tamidei Chachamim, as they get older, they only get wiser. Jene'emad, Bishishim, Chokhmah. In the elders, you have Chokhmah. Ve'orech Yamim brings Tevuna. Ve'ameh Ha'ares, Kozeman Shemazkinim, Tepeshut Nitosefet Bahem. Ameh Ha'ares, the older he gets, becomes a bigger Tepesh. Like it says, Jene'emad, Mesir Safan Ne'emanim. Even from the honest people, but it's Amaris. Betam zekenim, he kind of takes away their wisdom. That's a very, very big hadush. That the big tamidei chachamim, the older they get, the more wisdom that they get. You see by the gedolei hador. When does the gedolei hador start their career? At 90 they start their career. I mean, little thing. When you have a career that starts at 90, you don't become the gedolei hador with, let's say about Ashkenazim, where they ask them all the questions, and he's the, when did the, out of the Stipler Rebbe, or you take after the Stipler, Rav Shach, or after Rav Shach, Rav Steinemann, and now you take Rav Gershon, when did they start their career? In their 90s, okay, now you become, in the Amaris world, at 90, you're retired already for 30 years, you're playing golf for 30 years, doing nothing. And here, they start their new Madrega at 90. They shows you the Madregas that they reach in their old age. I once went to the Pandit Yeshiva. When I was there in Israel. And they said, oh, Rav Shach's giving a shi'ud. He was well into his 90s. And you couldn't get into the shi'ud. They had lines of Panovich, young guys, and each guy standing there. Gibur Haim, Shvat Elimele, they all standing there. And I was outside on the terrace. So I had a chair. I stood on the chair. I was able to look in the window to see what's going on. You see Rav Shach's rabbi. He's banging on the shed. He's giving it to them. And he said, like, I dropped a bomb of a Hiddush. You see them yelling, what about that? And he's yelling back. How is this rabbi over here with these young guys? I'd say, amazing. You see, Odin Uvum Beseva, the Shirim and Anim Yehi, he was giving a shiur on the highest level to the guys who know. When you go into the shiur of Rav Shach, you're prepared. You're not going in, they're ready to swallow anything he's going to say. So when he said the Hiddush, they're coming at him, and he comes and he's banging, and he's yelling at them. He walked out, he came back in. It was the whole thing. Imagine a 90-year-old, ever see the Supreme Court justices? They're sitting there like, bumps on a log. They're sitting there listening to the case. Oh, they're falling asleep. And
fighting.
Yeah, exactly. No, you see them. Oh, yeah. You see the tzaddikim. And they get Kamabaja. Allah Hashem was old giving the shi'urim. It's amazing.
He said it before.
Okay, right. Okay. Shatub Zima, yeah. Gam Gaboa Yira'u. Sha'afilu Gam Shushit Ketana. Even a little mound on the street. Domei alav kehare harim, it's like a big mountain. An old man, he sees a little bump, Normally, when you're young, you walk right over it. Oh, he either falls on it, he trips on it, just walk around it. But v'hathatim baderech, v'sha'ah shemalech baderech na'asa lo tibah. He gets afraid to leave the house. V'yanetz ha'shaked, which means the etz ha'shaked. What does that mean? The almond tree. Right, zu kiliboset. There's a certain bone that protrudes from his leg. What is he called? The kiliboset.
Esem shel hanka shehayerech takua bo.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any flesh on his bones anymore. Right. So therefore, you start to see these bones protrude. What did you call it in English? The kiliboset.
The hip.
Oh, the hip. The hip. Okay, it starts to protrude out. He doesn't have any meat on his flesh over there. So he says, "V'yistepil yehagav edu agavot." His buttocks become very heavy for him to carry. V'tafed ha'eviyona zuhemda. He loses his desire for women. Rav Kahana haba pasik sidra kamed derav. So Rav Kahana was learning by Rav. He was learning pesukim. Ki batal ha'ikara got to this pesuk in Kohelet. Nagid ve'etnah. So Rav said, "Oh, as if he's living that pasuk." Amar, so Rav Kahana said, Shema mina, batel le hemde derav. That he lost his hemda, he lost his ta'ava. If he's saying that must be he's going through that over there. And then why should that be something to cry about? Because he affects his shalom bayit. He's worried about he cannot satisfy his wife. That's the way the abetz lives over there. Or he cannot have more children. Simple, not because of the ta'aba. He's not interested in the ta'aba. He's interested that the ta'aba allows him to fulfill mitzvot, shalom bayit, and having children. Amar Rav Kahana, may dichtiv, kiu amar bayehi, zu isha. That's referring to the ta'aba of the isha. The Gemara's going to say it really makes no sense that you should have ta'aba for an isha. Kiu amar, Hashem said it, that's why there is ta'aba. Husiva bayamod, and as a result, elu banim. Because he wants you to have children. Tanya, Isha, what is Isha? Chemet male so'a. She's a bucket filled with excrement. Ufiha male dam. And in that place over there, it's filled with blood. And what happens over there? Akol ratzi mahareya. And everybody's running after. It makes no sense. Ela what? Hashem made a hawk in the world. Afal pichen. There's a ta'aba. Why? Usiva be'yamot. So people have children. If there was no ta'aba, there'd be no children. So it's a hawk. If a person is a ta'aba for a lady, they wanted the niflo tabure. You say, how could such a thing with so much, mi'isut, and people are still drawn to this? But Allah made the teva so the world can have existence. Ki olech adam el bet olamo. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Everybody's going to go to his olam. Melamed shekod tzadik v'tzadik notim lo mador lefi kevodo. Everybody's going to get his own, helek, his dwelling area in Olam Haba. Mashal, the melech shenichnasu v'abadav na'ir. You have a case. Melech v'abadav nechnasim na'ir. In Yanei Diyoma. The king and his entourage are going to come into the city. Kishem nechnasim, when they enter, kulam b'shar echad nechnasim. They all enter the same gate. Kishem lanim, or when they go to sleep in their quarters, they don't put the president sleeping with the servants. So the same thing. The entrance to Olam Haba is the same. Death. Everybody dies and goes into the graves. Everybody enters Olam Haba and says, but when you get there, they move you around. Just because you enter the same gate doesn't mean everybody's going to sit in the same place. Tzadikim have their own Mador and so on and so forth. Based on, obviously, their Lekuyot. Youth and shaharut is when the person is black, when he is young. Haver. Well, shaharut actually is referred to when he gets old. So it says, devarim she'adam ose biyalduto, the things that a person does when he's young, meaning he has a lot of relations, mashhirim panav le'etziknato, it weakens him when he gets older. When he's young, he thinks he has all the kohot, but it catches up with him. When he gets older, so it takes its toll on his body. Ve'amar biyitzhak, kasher rima lamet, Rima is the worm for the med. Kemahad bebasar hai. He feels the rima. He feels the maggots eating in his body, like a live person would feel, you know, a needle. Shneemar ach besaro alav yichav. That he'll feel the keev, the pain of his basar. Amar of Chazda. Nafsho shel adam mitabelet alav kol shiva. Amazing. The first 7 days, the person's neshama has a pain over the fact that he left the body. Shene'emar, he mourns the body. He's still connected to the body. There's a kesher between the neshama or the nefesh and the body. So when it leaves, the first 7 days, there's still he's mitabel on himself. He's mitabel on himself. Shene'emar. V'nafsho alav te'ebal. The nefesh is te'ebal alav. Uchtiv. And how long is avilut? Ya'as le'abib ebel shiv'at yamim. So we know ebel is 7 days. Amar of Yehuda, met she'en lo menachamim. Lo alin, let's say a person dies and he has nobody to be menachamim. There's no, en lo menachamim. I mean, there's no relatives. Nobody's sitting. Say it like that. Lo alin le'achim. So that's like a ger, let's say. You have a ger. He dies. There's no relatives. He has never related to anybody. Right? We had the cases here. Holchim asara b'nei adam v'yoshvim b'mkomo. So they have 10 people that sit in that place. Why? They take 10 people to sit. Why? Because to menachem the nefesh of the guy who died. Because he's mitabel. The deceased is mitabel. So you need 10 people to go menachem the deceased.
They have a minyan in the house.
So they have a minyan, yeah. Ahu deshachim b'shibutet Rav Yehuda. There was a guy that died in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda. There was nobody to be menachem. Nobody was sitting. So what happened? Kol yoma ba dabar Rabbi Yehuda be'asara. He would bring 10 people and sit there. They would sit in that place. Ki'idu they were avelim.
They used the room for the dafyom. Because no room.
Well, I'm going
to
go in there.
No Wi-Fi downstairs.
But I'm going to go in there.
No room. Wait, what time you finish here?
What's it on the
you pray here, Rabbi Mecca. And Rabbi Joim Zahi, you pray there downstairs. And the dorm, and the main shul, you can pray for the wedding. Because no Wi-Fi downstairs for the Zoom, for the funeral. I'm sorry.
But I have to give a shiur in there at 8 o'clock.
You 8 to finish here?
Yeah.
We started there and we move here.
After. Okay.
No problem.
Don't be sorry. Now you have to give a shiur, you have to have a Wi-Fi. You used to have books. Now you need a Wi-Fi to give a shiur. What's going on over there? Okay. Kol yoma ava davar Rav Yehuda be'asara. So every day they brought 10 people. V'yadbe beduchte, and they sat like abelim. Who are they there? So the niftar comes kiddo and sees somebody there because he's la harshiv ayamim et hazele bechelmed Rabbi Yehuda. So the met came to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. You should have peace of mind because you consoled me over there because I was mitabel on myself. So I came to the house. There was 10 people there. It was a nehama. Unbelievable thing. Do they do that today?
Yeah, it's on the ring also.
Did they do that to Bihaim with Alan when he passed?
No, we talked about it, but we never were...
You mentioned this, right?
Yeah, we mentioned this.
Correct.
I don't know if we were ever zochei to this.
It's amazing. I don't know. Is there halakha there? Yeah, it's brought down. It's in Bet. Yeah, it's in Luchot Avelut. You read the Ashin, Ayin, Vav, Siv Gima. Okay, check it out. Shin Ayin Vav. Hey, check Shulchan Aruch Yure Dea Shin Ayin Vav. Continue. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Kol she'omrim b'fnei hamet yodeya ad she'yisatem agolel. Wow. Anything you say in front of the met, he knows what you're saying. Until stimat agolel means until you bury him. Until you cover the aron and you finish burying him. Peligi bar of Hayav Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. Hadamar achi yisatem agolel, hadamar achi yitakel basar. Now some say until he decomposes. That means at the funeral they hear what you're saying. It's an amazing thing.
The people make the speeches. They say they talk. They actually, not like Kodesh Yatim,
Right, you're talking to the guy. The guy's hearing it. So when you see all the nonsense that they say, right. Yeah, they're talking all the things. Manda Amar, according to the opinion, it says, Achit Akela Basar, how do you know that? Until Ikula Basar. Dikhtiv, Ach Bisaro Alav Yichab, Venafsho Alav Te'eva. So he knows what's going on. He's a bit abel. As says, Ach Bisaro, as long as he has Basar. So he knows what's going on as long as he has Basar. Once the Basar is not Akel, his connection to the body is lost. Manda Amar Achit Satema Gonad, Dikhtiv, Yashove Afar La Ares. And once he goes into the Ares, that's it. He returns itself. The Rabbanan, Varuach Tashuv Ad Elohim Asher Netana. Tena Lo Kemo Shenetana Lecha. Wow. It says, give back your neshama like you got it. How did you get it? Betahara. Afata Betahara. Just like you got your neshama, Elokai neshama Shenetata Bi Teora. So they will give it back. Betahara. Mashal Lemelech Basar Vadam. Shechilek begdem malchut la'abadam. So the melech basar badam, he gave out begadim. There's abadim. Pekim shebaim kiplum. Smart guys took it, they don't want to ruin it. They folded it up, they put it away. Benihum bekufsa. To watch it. Tepshim shebaim. Hakubasum bemelacha. They wore it, and they went to do the melacha. The yamin bekesh melech et kelav. A couple of, you know, later on, give me my kelim back. Bekim shebe mechazdum lo kishen miguhatim. They gave it back as they got it. It was pressed, clean, white. Tepshim shebe mechazdum lo kishen meluchlachim. And the tepshim gave it back when it was meluchlach. Samach hamelech leklat pekim. The king was very happy by the pekim. Vekaas leklat tepshim. Al pekim amad yinatnu kelai. Those kelim that I gave them. La otzar. Put it in the otzar. Because I can still use them; they're beautiful. Put them in the treasury over there. Vehem yelchud batehem l'shalom, and let the pekim go home in peace. Val tepshim amar kelai yenatu lakoves. Go send the kelim to the cleaners over there. Vehem yitchabeshu bebet haasurim, and they have to go to bet asurim. Av now here's the nimshal. Av al kadosh baruch hu al gufan shel tzaddikim. You have the bodies of the tzaddikim that they protected the neshamot correctly. Omer yavo shalom yanuhu al mishkibotam, which means that their bodies rest in peace in their graves. Al neshmatam, that's the neshama, that's like the garment. Omer vaitan nefesh adonit tzlula b'tzula hayim, which means they put the garment back into the treasury, bound in the treasury of in the bounds of life. It's tahat kisei kavod, goes back to its original place. Al gufan shel reshaim hu omer en shalom. Don't go home in peace. En shalom al shem reshaim, which means they're going to like to gehinam, which is like the jail. Al neshmatan, what happens to the neshamot that they ruined? Hu omer ve'et nefesh oyebecha yikaleena b'tok kaf hakela. It's not going to go to the place of otzar hayim. It's going to go to the place of kaf hakela, which is obviously a place to purge and cleanse the neshama. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer omer neshmatam shel tzaddikim genuzot ta'at kisei hakavod. That's what the Kisei HaKavod is. Under the Kisei HaKavod is Olam HaNeshamot. Shalei Emad, Vayita Nefesh Adonai Yisroel Besor HaHayim. Where's that? Where God is. Veshele Shaim Zomimot VeHolchot. They are bound up forever. U'malach Yahad Omed Besor VaOlam, U'malach Yahad Omed Besor VaOlam. There's one angel on one end of the world, and one angel on the other end. U'mikada'in Yishmatam Zilal Zeh. They're playing ping pong with the Neshama. They throw it from one end of the world to the other end. שנאמר, ואת נפש אויביך יקלענה בתוך כף הקלע. אמלא רבה לרב נחמן, של בנונים מאי. Okay, that's the רשעים. And that's the צדיקים. What about the middle guys? The בנונים guys, the middle of the road guys. אמלא איקה שכיבנה לא אמרה להו חיים בלתה. He says, it's good you asked me. Because if I would have died, you never would have known the answer to this question. So that's a good question. Hachi Amar Shmuel, Elu ve'elu, both the Shemot of the Reshaim and the Benonim, they're given over to Duma, Nimsarim. That's the Malach that's in charge of the Metim. Halalu Yeshlehem Manoah. The Benonim, Duma doesn't bother them. They have Manoah. Halalu Enlehem Manoah. But the Reshaim, Duma, like we said, he throws them from one end to the other end. Amar Amori, Atidim, Tzadikim, Davu, Afra. The Tzadikim, even the Tzadikim are going to decompose into Afar. Dechtiv, Yashov, Afar, Al-Ares, Keshe, Haya. They're going to go back to becoming Afar. Hanehu, Kaflu, Kafulae. Davu, Kafle, Barad, Rav Nachman. These diggers, they were digging in the fields of Rav Nachman. What ended up happening? One day they were digging and there was a grave in the backyard of who? Rav Ahai Bar Yoshia. And all of a sudden, Nahar Behu. Rav Ahai Bar Yoshia. Hey, watch yourself. Where are you going over there? He's digging, they're digging and they're digging on him. He says, hey, Atub Amrulah Rav Nachman. So they went to Rav Nachman, the gardeners, and they said, hey, Nahar Ben Gavra. There's some dead guy from the ground screaming at us. Atas, so he went. Please identify yourself. Who are you? Amarle, Ana Ahai Bar Yoshia. That's I'm I introduce himself. Amarle. So the Rahman tells him, Velav Amad of Mori Atide Sadike Dehavu Afra. He didn't faint. He didn't talk a little bit. But what? Everything is Torah to the Sadiqim. He saw him. He didn't say, are you talking to me? He didn't say what's going on over here. He told him, hold it. You should be afar. Isn't there a pasuk that says the brain that you can't imagine how the divikut of the tzaddikim was so strong that nothing would get past the halakha? How could that be? How can you be alive? You be talking to me? That's what the pasuk says. Which means, if you would see a dead guy talking, what bothers you? This pasuk bothers you? This pasuk bothers you? Oh, it says that everybody turns to afar. That's what bothers you? Or is other things that bother you first? Amarle. So he is back. Umani Mori. Who's Mori? You thought that Mori said that. Who's Mori? I don't know who he is. Lo yada'ana. Amarle. So forget about what a Mori. It's a pasuk. Vakirakati. V'yashuv afar la'ashka shayat. The person who turned to afar like he was. Amarle. So he tells of Nachman. De'akriyah kohelet. The guy that taught you Kohelet, lo akriyak mishle. He didn't teach you mishle. Yeah, you know what pasuk of Kohelet, but you don't know what pasuk of mishle. What does it say? Dichtiv urkav atzamot kin'a. The pasuk says, urkav atzamot kin'a, meaning what? That from jealousy, it causes the decomposition of the bones. Kol mi sheyesh lo kin'a b'libo, atzmotav malkibim. If a person has kin'a, then his bones start to decay. Kol mi she'en lo kin'a b'libo, en atzmotav malkibim. If you don't have kin'a, you're safe from this over here. So therefore, though that pasuk that you quoted in Kohelet, to people that are jealous. People that have jealousy in their lives, they have to return to afar. The people that have no jealousy, like me, you say, you don't decay. Gashashe, so the Rambam put his hand down to feel him, and he says, Hazyeh de'it b'mishasha. His body was there, it's all complete. Come on, let's go home. You're alive. Come on, I'll take you out of the grave. Give me a hand, pull you out, and go home. Amarle galit adatak dafidu nevi'eh lo kalit. I see you don't even learn how, you never learned nevi'im, I see. Dichtiv, vidatem ki ani Hashem befitchi ekevrotechem. God says, I have to open up the kever for you. You cannot wait. You have to wait for Mashiach to open up the kevarim, which means you cannot do that before God opens up the kevarim. Amale v'aketiv ki afar ata vel afar tashuv. Oh, but what's going to be? The pasuk says ki afar ata v'afar tashuv. Now you never turned to afar. So what's going to happen? When God's going to take you out of the grave, you never went to afar. How do you know that pasuk ki afar ata v'afar tashuv? Amale ha'hu sha'achat kodim tichayat ha'metim. Aha. Which means 1 second before tichayat ha'metim, the tzaddikim that didn't decay, boom, they'll decay for 1 second, and then they're going to come back again. So that's the tikkun of man. It has to become afar. But the tzaddikim will come afar right before tichayat ha'metim. Okay? So unbelievable. Kavar tzamot kena'a. Amar de'ahu tzeduki. I want an explanation. It has to be a midah keneged midah. Why is it if a person is jealous, his bones don't decay? What's the connection over there? So the explanation is that a jealous person wishes he was somebody else. So he's not happy with his who he is. What is a person? It's atzamot, that's who he is, that's his frame. So Borei Olam says, I gave you your person, your body, and you're not happy with it, so therefore, look, you want to be somebody else, even what you have, I'll take away from you. But when a person's not jealous, so he's happy what he is. He's happy what he is, so therefore, simple. It remains. Simple midah, connected midah. Gemara says, Amar le.
There's a great class once about that. Skeletons, you don't want anybody else's life because of the skeletons that are in their closet.
Correct.
Remember that.
Correct, that's it. Don't forget it. So he says, Amar le out tzeduki Rabbi Abahu. The tzeduki told Rabbi Abahu, Amritu, you said, Nishmatan tzedikim ginuzot tat kisei kavod. He said that the neshamot of the tzedikim is under the kisei kavod. Obatamya. Hecha asked Shmuel ben Gila. Remember we learned in the book of Shmuel with the story of Shaul HaMelech? Shaul needed to know something from Shmuel, so he went to the Mechashefa. I don't know what she said. Kech korin the Mechashefot. He called them ben Gila. Anyway, and she was able to bring down the neshama of, or the spirit of Shmuel. What do you mean? If the ta'at isa kavod, you can't bring it down if ta'at isa kavod. How was she able to do that? It was within 12 months when he passed away. The Tanya Koshnim Asar Chodesh Gufo Kayam Benishmato Ola VeYoredet. The Hashem Asar Chodesh Haguf Batel Benishmato Ola VeShuv Ena Yoredet. So for the first 12 months, there's still a connection between the Neshama and Olam Hazeh. So that's why she was able to talk to him, to bring him down. After 12 months already, he goes back to the Kisei Kavod and doesn't come down anymore. Baruch Adonai Olam. Okay.